WNRN is supported by SevillePodcast.com and by Songs, Inc. Videos from this interview are available at youtube.com/WNRN Radio.
In the WNRN studios this morning, Annie and the Beekeepers. Good morning, everyone.
Morning. Good morning.
Glad to have you here. And I understand that you all are alumna of the Berklee School of Music up in Boston.
Yeah, Berklee College of Music.
And it was kind of interesting because one of your fellow alumni was the one who was contacting me yesterday to get you guys on the bill, Jay Pun, who, I don't know, did you cross over with him at all during your time there?
I don't know if we did. We may have.
No, we didn't. He was there before.
Ken knows him from Charlottesville.
Ken's from Charlottesville, too.
That's right. I was reading about that. So welcome home.
Thank you. Good to be back.
Well, kind of interesting how you all kind of came together, I guess, as students at the school and had some, I guess, basement sessions and kind of came together as a group. Also, just the choice of the Beekeepers came from where? Annie, how about you answer that question?
Well, at the time that we started playing together, there was a lot going on in the media about the colony collapse disorder and just the collapse of hives everywhere. And we became fascinated by the bees and kind of started doing a little bit of research about them and found that a lot of the sort of like history and symbolism of the bee, it just was involved things that we really appreciated, sort of ethics that we wanted to carry into our band, like sense of community, sense of hard work, and, you know, pride in your community and that sort of thing. So we decided to pay homage. The missing bees.
So we've got Annie and the Beekeepers here. They're going to be playing tonight at Twisted Branch here in Charlottesville. For our listeners in Richmond, you can catch them at Sound Dog Studio tomorrow and in Lovingston Saturday night at Rapunzel. So kind of doing a tour of the WNRN listening area over the next couple of days. So that's glad you're here this morning. How about if you start us off with a tune? What are you going to play for us first?
We're going to play a new song called Wake Up Mama.
Running fast, running scared. Wake up, mama, wake up, pa. There's a ghost up there living in my bed. Well, I fought her once and I fought her twice, and I lost both times to her in spite of all your sound advice. Wake up, mama, wake up, pa. There's a ghost up there. Child has the wandering kind of mind that keeps her busy when she lies awake at night. What I saw up there, she said, you're surely dead. There's a ghost up there living in my head. She says, ooh, well, take me over this mountain. Oh, ooh, well, I could wander. Wonder.
WNRN with Annie and the Beekeepers, former students of the Berklee School of Music, out on the road this summer and making a nice tour through Central Virginia tonight, tomorrow, and on Saturday for all of our listeners. I have a chance, really, to be able to catch them at some point. And kind of interesting to me to be reading a little bit about how you all came together, at least how Ken and Annie met. The twist of saying, like, your failed attempt to try to learn bluegrass music, Annie, is that it?
I don't know if it was a complete failure. I started to take an interest in bluegrass music at Berklee around the time that we were there. They started a bluegrass ensemble, and so sort of like a community of people interested in bluegrass developed, and Ken actually plays bluegrass, and so we got together, and I always was like, let's play bluegrass, and then I'd come to him with these kind of like country folk songs. He's like, that's not bluegrass, Annie. So, I mean, I still did learn how to play a little bit of bluegrass, sing bluegrass at school, which was great, but Ken and I never really established that relationship. It kind of went in a different direction, I think, for the better.
Yeah.
Well, it's nice to be able to listen to some of your music, kind of studying up for this interview, and it definitely is not what I consider to be bluegrass. It's not fast enough, although it's pretty. It's very pretty.
Thanks.
So you're the main songwriter?
Yeah, although we have been having some more collaborations occur, and we have a couple, like a song on our old album that was a co-write between Ken and I, the Bee song, and then on our most recent album, Squid Hell Sessions, there are co-writes between our former bandmate, Matt Davidson, and myself, and also between Matt Davidson and Alex. So,
we've got Annie and the Beekeepers here in the WNRN studio. They're playing tonight, Twisted Branch here in Charlottesville, tomorrow in Richmond at Sound Dog Studio, and in Lovingston, Saturday night at Rapunzel's. What are you going to do for us next?
We're going to play a new song. I guess it's fairly new. It's off of the new EP, Squid Hell Sessions.
Tell everybody what Squid Hell is. So it sounds pretty ominous or strange.
I know. All of our parents are like, why are you going to call it Squid Hell Sessions? Squid Hell Studios is where we recorded most of the EP, and that's in Jamaica Plain, right outside of Boston. And we had a really great experience recording there and kind of wanted to, you know, use the name of the studio in our album, our EP.
Well, it definitely stands out as a name. So, what's the name of this tune again?
It's called Again and Again.
Thank you.
WNRN. Annie and the Beekeepers, live in the WNRN studios, are playing tonight. Twisted Branch here in Charlottesville. Sound Dog Studio tomorrow in Richmond, and Rapunzel in Lovingston on Saturday night. Annie Lynch on lead vocals and banjo and guitar. We've got Ken Woodward, local Charlottesvillian, on stand-up bass, and Alex Spaulding on cello and viola. And we talked about how Annie and Ken met, but how did Alex fall into the whole mix of things here?
I actually, the first time I ever saw Alex play was in this like Joni Mitchell tribute ensemble at Berkeley, and I was very impressed. And then Ken just introduced us, brought her into the mix. I kept mentioning to him how much I love the cello, and he's like, I know just the person. So.
Well, we're big fans of the cello here at WNR. It seems actually there's a big kind of rush, of, especially rock bands that include them. We just seem to play them all, whether it be Rara Riot or Seawolf, and there's lots of them that have them in there. It's a lot of fun. It's a great sound. So
yeah,
glad
beautiful.
To have you here this morning, Alex. Well, I'm going to take a quick break, and then we'll be back with more conversation in just a minute. We've got Annie and the Beekeepers here in the WNRN studios this morning. And they're going to be playing again tonight at Twisted Branch here in Charlottesville. So you've had a couple of different recording. You've had the first one, and then you had this Squid Hell sessions, and you've been playing a lot of new music today. So you about ready to do some more recording? Have you already been doing it?
We're not quite ready to put together another album or EP yet, but we've got a lot of stuff in the works and are excited to be kind of like getting into new territory, learning new instruments and the likes.
New instruments?
Well, Alex, in the past month, Alex picked up viola and I picked up the banjo and harmonica. We were playing a song last night and Ken was playing guitar, and so we're just sort of trying to mix it up a little bit and experiment.
Well, I saw one video with you all playing with someone who was playing a saw.
Yeah, our buddy Matt, he, you know, he threw a lot of interesting instruments into the mix. So
not too often you see people play a saw.
Yeah.
Well, we've got Annie and the Beekeepers here in WNRN studios this morning. Another song for us this morning? What is it going to be?
This is another tune off of Squid Hell Sessions EP called Like a Dog. Does it mean when even my blind side is gone?
WNRN, Annie and the Beekeepers in the WNRN studio this morning. I have to say, you gave me a couple of shivers during that song. That's a good sign.
Thank you.
Awesome. One more before we play this song, actually, that I really, really like from your first album called Dirty Laundry. Well, I want to be able to play that one for everyone. But one more for us this morning.
All right.
Happy ending?
Okay. We'll play one off of the first full-length album, Annie Lynch and the Beekeepers, and this one's called Next to Me.
Next to me, next to me.
WNRN's Acoustic Sunrise with some live music in our studio this morning with Annie and the Beekeepers. That's Annie Lynch, Ken Woodward, and Alex Spaulding. And they're going to be playing tonight at Twisted Branch in Charlottesville, Sound Dog Studio in Richmond tomorrow, and Rapunzel's in Lovingston on Saturday night. Well, we want to thank you so much for coming in this morning and playing live. It
thank
was
you.
A pleasure.
Thanks for having us.
And I hope you come back and see us again.
Thanks.
And here is Dirty Laundry from their first full-length album on WNRN.